Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here are the highest grossing films of the 1980s in each year. Which of these years was the best one for you? For me, it was definitely 1989. How can you possibly go wrong with Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, Batman and Back to the Future Part 2? My next favorite is 1984, with Temple of Doom and Ghostbusters. This was back in the days when we had good writers and original ideas for franchises. Not to mention we had masculine role models and proper gender roles. Moving on, Richard Cooper asks, what is the purpose of this? It looks like an ad for the Plastic Surgery Centers of America. Now you too can have the same face as all of them. This is AI generated and they're all Lauren Sanchez's face. As for the purpose of the flight they went on, it's to get women into thinking that they need to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to fly on a suborbital rocket for only 10 minutes. That's what this flight was really advertising. Number 3, El Salvador is now safer as a tourist destination than France. This is what happens when you lock up all your criminals. We're living in wild times and parts of the third world are turning into the first world, and parts of the first world are turning into the third world. El Salvador also has a real president, and he's a Bitcoiner, and made El Salvador the world's first country where Bitcoin is an official currency. Meanwhile, in Paris, migrants are living in tents. Up next, what the hell is this supposed to mean? A 20-year-old guy talking to a 41-year-old gal. I think it means that women grow old, but they never grow up. Also looks to me like the young guy is practicing his hangmaxing skills. You just know that if she's 41, hot with no kids, then she's probably a psychopath, and I'm ready to smash. She might be aging like fine wine on the outside, but you know that on the inside, she's just got an empty egg carton. I guess then it's a bonus being with her because there won't be any accidents. Number 5, speaking of older ladies, here's one that's ready to settle down. But unfortunately for her, all the older men with money that she wants have better options. As for Buddy in the bottom of the picture, don't do it because she's a trap both literally and figuratively. Besides, if she moves in, there'll be 5 generations of her family there that'll be living in your living room. But there's no way this is real because Western women would never be that thin. Moving on, looks like we finally found the aliens that were probing people up their schwing-schwangs all this time. But they aren't aliens. Just this Texas man who admits to kidnapping and probing 79 people in the behind while disguised as an alien. Maybe they should have asked him to take off his mask for the mugshots. But why did the FBI stop him from doing this? After all, God forbid that a man has hobbies. But how did he end up kidnapping that many people in the first place? And what was he looking for in their rear ends? Number 7, nearly 80% of women's jobs could be disrupted by automation, by AI. This is great news. Say goodbye to the C-suite girl boss. Women can now choose to do men's jobs like plumbers, mechanics, and construction workers. Or it's back to the kitchen and baby making. So it's the kitchen then. Either that or look for these women at your local bordello in 10 years. If they aren't replaced by lumber bots at that point. The point is women gravitate to non-essential jobs mostly. Up next, what happened to this community leader to lose his mind? Was he on drugs or was it just his DNA? It's also quite possible that he might have been bitten by a rabid raccoon and has rabies himself. Yet another outlandish possibility is that he's hungry for human flesh. I've suggested before that maybe the African-American community needs to hand out estrogen pills to reduce the testosterone levels and aggression in their community. Number 9, meet this wonderful woman. She cheated on her husband after he donated a kidney to her. If you need proof that women don't like nice guys, then this is it. Remember, guys, that women are only loyal to their feelings and not your sacrifices. She better be careful because one of these days, he might come to collect his kidney, and she could find herself waking up in a bathtub full of ice. And I'm sure that no other woman will actually want to date him because they'll think he's not a real man with only one kidney. Moving on, Snow Brown is officially the worst-rated movie of all time on IMDb, even with a budget over $200 million. But money doesn't determine quality. That's basic knowledge. And this potato of a person was so upset about the hatred that she turned off her Twitter account. I really hope her career is over. The point is to drive Disney stock down so that the financial engineers make money on the downside shorting it. On top of that, the plan is to destroy the Western culture as well. Number 11, if you could live like this, would you? I would just to piss off the neighbors. While I'm a fan of Castle Grayskull, I would be more interested in living in the Thundercats lair. Then I could throw furry parties where everyone dressed up as a cat. I can just imagine the homeowners association calling and telling me that my dwelling isn't up to code. The only reason they would constantly be giving me citations is because the HOA office is actually Snake Mountain. Up next, how many of you remember this classic movie from the 90s called You've Got AIDS? But in the Forrest Gump book, apparently Jenny died of hepatitis C. But it was changed to AIDS in the film. And we're supposed to believe that Forrest and his AIDS baby have a happy ending. But only a couple years later, they end up going to heaven only to find out that Jenny is in hell. But I'm not here to ruin your day, so here's Freddie Mercury to tell you to stay positive. Then again, HIV transmission through straight sex, your odds are 1 in 2,500. So Forrest probably didn't have AIDS, but that AIDS baby certainly did. Number 13, a New York school district is being sued because their mascot, the Spartan, has been seen as a symbol of white supremacy. They just need to make the Spartan black and the problem will solve itself. We was Spartans in sheet. The Spartan was also my high school mascot. I guess they'll be getting rid of it there too. Maybe what we need to do is also shut the NBA down because there are too many dark supremacists in there. Don't you see how dumb this sounds? Thank God Eastern Europe isn't falling for this sort of stuff. Moving on, behold the empty egg cartons and smell of kitty litter boxes. These women in the front and a couple of simps in the back want Trump gone. Forget about gold and crypto. Investing in cat toys and boxed wine is still the way to go. But this is probably some sort of far-right fantasy meme, because doesn't this look like absolutely terrible AI to you? Here's some actual good AI for a change. After assassinating the Pope, I wonder who J.D. Vance will take out next. Number 15, Kilmer Garcia's family has gone at least $200,000 after he was deported to a super prison in El Salvador for being a member of the MS-13 gang. Now I bet his wife is going to go from a protection order to ordering a new SUV. And you just know that it's probably globalists and Democrat donors giving her that money so that the trend catches on. And soon criminals will be paid in donations after breaking the law. And GoFundMe donations are also tax-free. Up next, here's the difference between women wearing the same thing and men wearing the same thing. For women, everything is about competition. On the other hand, men seeing other men wearing the same thing see them as sort of being on the same team in uniform. The only true friendships are between men. And somehow two women fighting over the same dress will somehow still be blamed on men. Number 17, Amanda Bynes joins Lonely Fans. She's more desperate for money than I first thought. She's charging $50 a month for mirror selfies with inspirational quotes. There aren't enough simps out there to pay for that slop. She should have planned to post sleazy content to make everyone vomit at her hideous body. And if enough people paid the ransom, she would spare us by not showing it. But a lot of us would pay to see the woman on the left, just not the one on the right. If she lost weight, cut her nails, dyed her hair brown, and got rid of the piercings and tattoos, she wouldn't actually look that bad for 40. Moving on, here's another one with two women just dying to take a selfie. This is one of the metal claws of death used to haul away radiation debris at Chernobyl. Notice the radioactive symbol on it. This is either a good way to get cancer or become one of the X-Men. This is pretty stupid, but a fatal dose would take about 5 or 6 days. But instead of burying it, authorities have brightened it up with color to attract even more influencers to it. They say it's vandals that did this, but I think the authorities just want to end annoying tourists. Number 19, why the hell didn't the studio making The Last of Us hire a cosplayer? An actor, a random TikToker that looks like the character from The Last of Us video game, instead of hiring a potato with hair? Why are they hiring women for major roles that look like they fell off an ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down? She's only 21. Imagine how great she's going to look when she turns 41. The girl playing Abby would have been a much better Ellie. Up next, looks like the cuck chair is getting plenty of use. This woman says she slept with 30 men while her husband watched in the corner. But why are more and more men letting their wives get plowed by a royal rumble full of men? Is this something that's on the left? I can understand if you want to open up your marriage and both become swingers. It's only fair if both of you get to mess around. But why be the husband cleanup crew wiping the human Kahlua off the floor once the real men leave? He's also probably the fluffer. Number 21, Honcho asks why men bring condoms and never use them. Curtis says for the same reason that women bring purses out to eat, but don't end up paying for anything. People always pretend that they're ready for something, but when time actually comes, they fail to follow through like they're holding on to a prop or something. Men either use condoms or get married. I chose to use condoms. The ultra-thin Japanese ones without the spermicide. Moving on, then, speaking of sex, this guy says that his wife of 10 years tested positive for chlamydia. and she says she got it from a friend's sex toy. Sounds like not only does his wife not respect him and is cheating on him, but also thinks he's stupid. And you just know that Western men would simp out and believe her. But I believe her when she says that it was her friend's toy. The toy just happened to be named Chad, and he's the bouncer at the local bar. Number 23, here's a heads up for everyone. Only Fools is proof that women have no problem being sexualized so long as they're getting paid for it. Of course, women want to be objectified, but only if it's by the men they find attractive or online simps that send them cash and prizes. Otherwise, they don't want to be objectified by men they find undesirable in real life. They used to protest the male gaze, and these days, they're increasingly monetizing it. Up next, we have Nancy, a strong, independent woman, and the first lady to graduate from the Citadel. And she don't need no man. Unless, of course, that man is her father and the commandant of Citadel. Someone brought it up, and she got all defensive about it, saying that he's a war hero. But she didn't deny that the only reason she graduated was because of her father. But are we really sure that with a square jaw like that, she actually is a woman? Number 25 and the last one, thieves at a Brazilian bank left the bank staff and customers unharmed after one of the hostages revealed her breasts. And they tell people it's pointless to negotiate with terrorists. Looks like it worked perfectly well in this case. So you know that men are going to start robbing banks now just so they can see some junglies. Talk about inflation. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.